pulled out just over a month ago, or is it a bit too early? Should we hang on for a couple more months?
I think we, if I can use the analogy, we're in the first term of the school year, so to speak. This deployment is scheduled to go on until next March. Yeah. So maybe the first term has gone by, and the results that you've just mentioned is what we see. Hopefully, you know, that's a positive start or indication of where things will be going. Yeah. I just think that it can probably be more effective if we give even more support to our soldiers in terms of equipment and capabilities.
At this point, the regions that the SANDF has been deployed to are the regions that perhaps has been classified as high risk. I know the Cape Flats has been talk about the deployment of the army here for a while now, and many have welcomed it. Others a bit critical, and then there are those that refuse to comment. But this should then directly, as time goes on, I'm sure, should have an impact on the illegal activities of organized crime in the country, particularly the regions that the army has been deployed to.
It certainly will, but I think also important qualification there is that the success of this deployment doesn't hinge entirely on the SANDF. Remember that the Defence Force is deployed with the police, and the police are in the lead with this deployment, and the Defence Force simply follows the police plans that are laid out. So, you know, in that respect, one should have objectivity about what the SANDF's role is here and who leads in it. But I do think there's been positive results. Remember, the deployment for the illegal mining has been going on long before this particular ops prosper, and there's been a lot of successes there. Just because it's not carried in the media doesn't mean there hasn't been success, but it hasn't been eliminated altogether. We do think that obviously the SNDF's role there will have a positive contribution, but again, I say that with a qualification, and that is that it's really sad, you know, that I understand people's emotions around welcoming, for instance, the SNDF deployment, but what it really reflects is a lack of trust in the police capabilities, and you know, I think we must be straightforward about things. It shouldn't be normal that the military should go and help out the police. It's obvious that the police can't cope with the crime wave that's going on, for whatever the reason is. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a Midlanga Commission of Inquiry if everything was good in the police. But without pointing fingers and so on, I think we should see all of this in context.
Now, Mr. Grieve, yesterday we had a crime expert on the show. We spoke about the Mexican cartels that have infiltrated and predominantly have targeted some of our, what we would call in Afrikaans, our klein plaas dorpies, very quiet, unassuming, etc. And over the last couple of years, they've obviously managed to set up shop, I put that in air quotes, where they've established significant infrastructure in respect of meth labs, etc. We saw that there were a couple of busts, one 60 million, another 110 million, this between 2024 and now very recent. With the SNDF, the focus will also be on this.
I think it's not necessary that the SNF has objectives to focus on. You know, they go what the police will focus on. But I think one of the logic developments for the SNF to be deployed in rural areas also, for instance, you know, in Western Cape, they've been deployed to place, or Eastern Cape at least, they've been deployed to towns like Imansdorp and that kind of thing, where they, you know, police visibility and SNF visibility used to be very low. And I think the inevitable result of that will be that more and more of those kinds of enterprises would be uncovered, you know, especially in the search for people who find themselves in the country unlawfully. You know, you're bound to then stumble across a lot of other activities that's going on.
Now, 30 illegal firearms to date has been confiscated and recovered. At least that is a positive contribution in the broader fight against gang violence. I've seen a couple of naysayers really saying we don't see the value of the SANDF being deployed up until March, April next year. When they leave a year later, it literally would just mean that organized crime and gang violence would then just continue to to roll over. So how do we speak to naysayers that don't see any value in the Defence Force being deployed to hotspots in the country?
Well, every gun that's unlawfully or legally in possession of someone and gets confiscated is one less gun involved in crime. And it's one less life that's being lost. I think what one should keep in mind is the positive aspect of it is at least something is being done. Let's support our police and our soldiers. They're trying their best. They will eventually get a hold of it, but it all depends on not only the public support that we give them, but also the material support that the state provides to the resources of the police and the Defence Force in combating or carrying this mission. I just want to stress, it is not to the naysayers especially, it's not the SNDF's job to curb crime. That's a police function. And as voters and citizens, we should all really, really, with all due respect, we should be paying more attention to what our police is failing in rather than criticizing the SNDF.
Do you think there would be significant challenges, particularly now after arrests have been made, now the procedure would have to be followed by investigators to continue with the process to ensure the conversion of those arrests into successful prosecution. So should we perhaps wait for the period to be completed and the complete process to run its course in order for us then to say, hang on, you know what, the SNDF was deployed, and after all of that work, after a year, so many arrests were made, investigators did their jobs, and from that perspective, they were able to convert those arrests into successful prosecutions. Again, Mr. Krief, it's still a process, and I fully agree with you. It's not the SANDF's job. It's primarily the responsibility of the South African Police Services, but still a lengthy process nonetheless.
It certainly is a lengthy process. You know, that's one of the things about the democracy and due process is unfortunately it takes time. And unfortunately, fortunately for some of us, there is a lot of procedural protections being built built into the system to protect individual rights. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think what people should keep in mind, having some criminal trial experience myself also, is the fact that, you know, your chain of evidence is very important, and every arrest does not equal a conviction. Sometimes police and arresting officers get it wrong. They arrest somebody and claim, for instance, that they're illegal alien when they are in fact not, but it's just because they couldn't produce their papers at that stage. That's just an example. So not every arrest translates into a prosecution, and prosecutions become very technical, especially when we're talking about illegal substances and materials and that kind of stuff, because there's a chain of evidence, as we've seen from this commission of inquiry that's ongoing into the police. You've got some corrupt police officials who also interfere with that chain of evidence, and that will lead to unsuccessful prosecutions. So yes, that is a concern. It is a long process, and I suppose not even when this deployment is done, even for years after that, we'll still be looking at outstanding prosecutions that still have to be completed.
You mentioned something very important, Mr. Krief, and that is illegal mining. It's been problematic for a while, and many have argued for a long time it's actually only the SANDF that would be able to arrest this problem for us. So authorities are saying that some arrests are linked to illegal mining, also possession of gold-bearing material, etc., etc. So this should certainly have an impact, I believe, on illegal mining and the communities that get affected by illegal mining, because legitimate mining operations are there, and when illegal mining causes that stumbling block and creates a barrier, it ultimately affects state revenue. So I am of the personal opinion that in respect of illegal mining, the SANDF would probably be, but this is me as an individual South African speaking, I believe my go-to for that would be the SANDF.
Look, the police does have the capability, you know, to confront dangerously armed suspects like the illegal miners have proven to be. You know, those people are, some of them are in possession of very dangerous weapons, combat weapons, in fact. And even though the police does have that capability or element of that capability, I would be inclined to agree with you that the scale of what has been happening over the past two decades and the fact that it wasn't nipped in the bud in the first place through proper law enforcement, that has made it morph into a situation where, unfortunately, you do need the SANDF to deal with that kind of issue. It's a very complex issue because, remember, those people being accused of illegal mining, it's not only claimed that they are illegally mining, it's also said that they are intimidating the locals around those mines. But also, there's also a human story to that side, and that is that some of those people working in the mines have no other choice because of the poverty in this country. So it's his or her only source of income. I'm not justifying it. I'm just simply spelling out this is the societal challenges that we face. And, you know, they said, why? The solution to this problem isn't merely a military one where you send in the SNDF and get rid of illegal mining. The solution is really looking at society in broader terms, the social welfare of society also.
Mr. Pikkie Greef, National Secretary, SA National Defence Union. Thanks so much for your time, sir.